KXLY Broadcast Center. Now, News 4 at 11.
Visit was not without controversy. Protesters lined the streets of downtown Spokane along the motorcade route and on every corner outside the Davenport Hotel. As News 4's Melissa Luck explains, protesters had several messages for the vice president.
People united, would never vote for Cheney.
On all corners around the Davenport Hotel, they came from all corners of our region.
I'm a Colville veteran for peace.
And in just a short time, individual protesters united against the common cause, Dick Cheney.
We need to get together and have some solidarity and remind ourselves that we're doing the right thing.
We don't want your lousy war.
While Cheney spoke inside, protester chants and music filled the air outside. Some with Hunter's Orange mocking Cheney's recent hunting mishap.
Bring the troops home.
Diverse in costume and for very different reasons.
Just doing my First Amendment right and trying to become a responsible citizen for a change.
The protesters who gathered were young and old from all walks of life, and every sign they carried had a different message. It's clear it wasn't just one Bush-Cheney policy they were opposing, it was all of them.
Quit locking so many people up for mostly nonviolent drug crimes.
I'm here to let him know about my dissatisfaction with the war and all the other issues.
The way of war is a tried and failed way. The way of peace is the untried and successful way.
And with Spokane police keeping watch, that message of peace held strong, even keeping their cool when face-to-face with Republican supporters. Whatever reason they chose to protest, most hope to keep the peace, so they'll retain the right to be here next time.
That's my great hope for this country, is that we're still allowed to voice our opinions.
In Spokane, I'm Melissa Luck, KXLY News 4.